Hey guys, John from Built Property, www.builtproperty.com. Reach out to us via Instagram, Facebook, or through our website if you have any inquiries in regards to shell work, structural shell, block, stucco, truss installations, roofing, things along these lines. Want to get into it. Today I want to talk about opportunities versus traps. A lot of opportunities are disguised as traps, are disguised as burdens, and the people who are offering these opportunities for you have no good intentions, or maybe they do have. It's not that they're coming at you with ill will from the onset, but they're just bad people. They're not good people to be in business with. Unless you have a clear stated hardline contract with them and you have something that's in writing and in stone and, you know, you have a gun pointed to their head, they're not going to do the right thing by you ever in any situation. That's one. You have the other kind that when the opportunity is presented, it's presented for you to hurry. Hey, this is an opportunity. Come on down, take it. And you decide, all right, why not? And you grab it. And once you grab it, you find that the opportunity has more problems than was presented from onset. It's a switch and bait and switch, you know. And you're now so deep into it that you can't get out. And things are expected of you that can't be accomplished based on the terms that were originally presented, you know. And people do that a lot, especially here in Miami and the South Florida area. You have to be cognizant of that. You have to be aware that, you know, not every opportunity is a golden opportunity. And you have to be willing to walk away from jobs, opportunities, people, things, situations that just don't make sense. You know, you can sleep at home and be broke, you know. Why come out and lower your prices, offer the world to people, and for what? You know, they're not willing to concede to your terms. You have a certain set of terms, and if you want me to do this job in such a way, these are my terms. If you don't, okay, there's 10 million other people that are out there. That's why we have competition. Go with one of them. I recently did a bid for someone, and the person replied back that, you know, it was a fair reply. It was, hey, you know, your bid was past my budget point. I received a bid that was $3,000 cheaper than yours. Oh, well, my question is always, why didn't you ask me for a bid? You know, why even ask for a bid if you already received several other offers on the same job? You know, I'm not going to get out of my bed and come and do work just for the sake of doing work. And that's what people feel like. They feel like they give you an opportunity. Hey, I give you work. Well, you know, I'm working to make a profit, to make a living, to make an earning. If I can't do that with your job, I'd rather just stay at home and watch TV all day, you know, or play Xbox or PlayStation. Why would I willingly get out of bed to go bust my ass, work very hard, you know, stress and worry, and only for an opportunity that is not profitable? You know, you have to look at opportunities like this. Are you the fisherman that's fishing, or are you the fish that's about to get hooked onto that fisherman's hook, you know, with the shrimp? Because you're looking at the little shrimp and you bite down and it's too late. You realize that you're not the fisherman. You're the meat. You're the food that's about to be eaten up alive, you know. So don't always look at opportunities as opportunities, because sometimes these opportunities are actually traps. They're actually burdens. They're someone else's trap to get you to come out and do things that they don't want to do themselves. And then on top of that, they're going to have you on the hook. You just did all this good work for them, and you did it absolutely for free. So look out for that. In the meantime, if you're interested in trying to reach out to us, www.builtproperty.com is the way to go, and Facebook and Instagram. Hope to see you soon.